Well, when should you introduce solid foods to a new baby? It's a big issue for new parents. One school of thought is that introducing solids early on reduces a baby's risk of developing allergies. Now there's another argument for it. It might help babies sleep better. Gideon Lack is Professor of Paediatric Allergy at King's College in London. He's speaking here with Norman Swan.
Mothers have been telling us anecdotally for a long time that feeding babies early while continuing to breastfeed improves their sleep at night. There hasn't really been a large randomized controlled study to actually prove whether that's the case.
So you used basically a study designed for something else, which is the idea that if you introduce allergenic foods, foods that are thought to cause allergy early, you might train the immune system and actually prevent allergy occurring. So this was a trial designed to look at that, but you also looked at the sleeping impact.
We did, and that, as you point out, was not the primary purpose of the study. But when you do a study like that, where you profoundly change what are current guidelines, you need to look at every aspect of health and safety in a child. So we looked at a variety of outcomes, growth, obesity, development, and sleep. So the purpose wasn't so much to prove that babies slept better in the early introduction group, in the group that received solids, but to make sure that we weren't doing anything to damage or disrupt them. And we were pleasantly surprised to see that the group of babies who started solids after 12 weeks of age slept significantly better.
So how much better? And just because we've jumped ahead a little bit, which just so that people feel confident in the study, but 1,300 babies were divided into two groups, one of whom got introduction of solids with allergenic substances in them at 3 months, and then the other group got it at 6 months, as is usual practice in countries like Britain and Australia.
Yes, so the average sleep in the early introduction group was just over a quarter of an hour longer per night, which you might say is not a huge amount, but the number of nocturnal awakenings had also decreased. But if you multiplied the 16 minutes by 7 days, you are talking about close to 2 hours of extra sleep in the early introduction group. The remarkable thing was that this difference was sustained beyond 1 year of age. So although the infants who were in the exclusively breastfed group started feeding solids, as you point out, at 6 months of age, that few month difference profoundly altered sleep characteristics all the way up to beyond 1 year of age.
And what about the babies who were really bad sleepers and driving the parents nuts?
That number more than halved.
And was there a dose effect? Because not all mothers, I understand from your study, were able, I'm not sure why, able to adhere to the introduction of solids at 3 months. They found that hard in some of their babies. I'm not sure why.
Yes, we're currently analysing why that was the case, and a variety of factors. Babies who were born with a more substantial birth weight were able to adhere to the protocol better. Babies of different ethnicities had different durations, which was interesting. But the important thing, as you point out, is there was what we call a dose-response effect. The more babies ate, the more they slept.
And the ethnic differences?
The ethnic differences suggested that children who were of non-European origin, non-Caucasian, didn't sleep as long as the babies who were of European origin. And we can't really explain that in terms of any other factors when we look.
One of the fears of introducing solids early is that you stop breastfeeding or the baby loses interest in breast milk. Did that happen?
No, not at all, actually. And the gratifying point about the study was that at 6 months of age, in both groups, the majority of infants were continuing to breastfeed, much more than infants outside the study. And by 12 months of age, a very significant number, more than 50%, were still breastfeeding.
That's Gideon Lack, Professor of Paediatric Allergy at King's College in London. And if you want to hear more of that interview, and I'm sure a lot of you will, tune into the Health Report with Norman Swan this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN, or of course, anytime on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.